the great hub, the master nexus for all AIs in the hegemony and many of its client states, consisted of a main spindle axis about a kilometre long, at its midpoint a polyhedral structure roughly a quarter of a kilom across. From many of its grey-silver facets jutted smaller spindles like the main axis, all of them branching at regular intervals. That was their goal. With the supply ship's comm equipment, Nico had promised that he could find a way to get them inside, into AI heaven, as he called it. That enthusiastic optimism came to an abrupt end when an undetected missile struck the supply ship's stern, destroying the main thrusters. Nico had acted without hesitation, employing a crash priority override to have them both transferred down to secondary cores on the maintenance deck. Then he had quickly searched for a maintenance bot with a generous mem store, found one, and downported Julia into it. He was in the process of picking one out for himself when a second missile hit the hyperdrive and wiped out the main generators. Nico had to use what was available, a crawler bot fitted for hold scrubbing. From Julia's perspective, her bot was shaped like an upended oval bin, with a pair of wheels at the base, a sensor cluster at the top, and several tool-arm niches spaced around its middle. An unlovely but functional design, and certainly strong enough to cope with all the lifting and moving she had done in search of parts for the escape vehicle. With the gas canister scraping along behind her, she followed a branch tunnel that curved up towards the upper stern. Minutes later, she entered what had been a long compartment set aside for any live crew that came aboard. The impact of the second missile had torn away the hull here and some of the surrounding bulkheads, leaving it open to the vacuum and ionic flux of hyperspace. Most of the debris had floated away, but she still had to bat aside a couple of fragments on her way to a particular couch near the rear. The question of who had launched the attack was still unanswered. But since Talavera's ship and its Vor escorts had been heading this way, it was likely that they were the culprits. The gloomy radiance of hyperspace fitfully illuminated the outlines of fixed tables and wall lockers, while a solitary emergency light shed a wavering blue glow from one of the remaining upper corners. As she drew near the couch, she realized that there was no sign of Nico. Then, one of the wall lockers swung open and a squat, tracked bot inched its way out towards her. Julia was glad to see that Nico had improvised a wheel attachment for his right side, whose track assembly was jammed. "Why are you hiding?" she said on the short-range channel.
"Hunter drone," Nico said. "Came, looked, went."
He ended by pointing with one of his pincer stalks at the direction Julia had returned by.
"Does this ship have any hunter drones?" she said.
"None. Attack a hunter drone. We finish craft. We escape."
"Yes," Julia said as she tipped the gas cube out of the mesh sack.
It was the work of several minutes to fix the canister to the underside of the couch and connect it to the rudimentary control system devised by Nico. With four canisters mounted on the back of the couch, Nico had insisted that they would provide enough propulsion to reach the great hub. What they would do once they got there was a little hazy, but involved finding a hatch or some other kind of access. The couch was still attached to the deck by a single bolt, which allowed Nico to carry out a brief test, four momentary gusts of white vapour.